pencils? Check. Notebook paper? Check. What about a mask? With schools across the state set to begin some form of in-class instruction on August 24th, back-to-school shopping has been unlike any previous year. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains.
In most households across the U.S., back-to-school shopping is an event.
You're going to go, you're going to have breakfast, and we're going to go back-to-school shopping, and everybody has their list, and it's kind of this fun getting the new pencils, getting the new pens, right?
For Sarah Heimer and her three kids, this summer's shopping was a little less eventful.
This year just has kind of an eerie feeling of difference. It's taking a kid and going, okay, we have 10 minutes and you're going to get all these things, right? Instead of it being an hour and a half ordeal, which is normally what we would do, where we look and wander the aisles, we touch all the things, right? We pick up the pen packet because we might like these colors, and then we set it down, and then we pick up this other pen packet. And so we've adopted to doing more of it online and limited, right, the in-store stuff.
Two of Heimer's kids go to Fayetteville Public Schools, and one is at Haas Hall Academy in Fayetteville. All three have opted for a hybrid option, virtual and in-person. She says the schools did provide a list of normal essential items, but it also included some previously unusual materials.
One of the most interesting things was composition notebooks. I have an elementary school student, and normally there's notebook paper, right? You have to get three reams of this and three composition notebooks. And those were actually missing from the list. I think my elementary school student had one composition notebook, and usually it's drastically different. And I think for me as a parent in that moment, it's kind of this data point of going, oh, literally everything's virtual on the computer. Like, they're trying to limit kids touching things. Extra things that we added this year, we bought extra water bottles because fountains won't be on at school. And also the mask thing, you know, it's a weird thing when you're like, kids, okay, let's go mask shopping online. What kind of design do you want on yours? And it's an odd conversation to have.
Because school shopping is drastically different in 2020, stores are trying to pivot to meet customers' needs. Walmart, the biggest U.S. retailer, is funneling more shoppers to online resources and betting big on personal electronics. Spokesperson Casey Staley.
We've also been looking a lot at virtual learning. You know, that might be a very big impact this year. It may be a reality for a lot of families. So we're partnering with top brands like ABC Mouse, PBS Kids, Disney, Crayola, Sullivan Learning, to offer workbooks and online content to help kids continue their education at home. Parents can also find workbooks in stores nationwide. And again, that's with Walmart's everyday low prices. Additionally, we've also got walmart.com/learning, and it'll feature video content and learning resources from our partners, and additional workbooks and learning products, as well as bonus experiences for, you know, easy lessons and activities for the kids.
Staley also says the company is adding masks, cleaning items, and hand sanitizers to their usual back-to-school section. The accounting firm Deloitte estimates that in 2020, back-to-school spending will reach more than $28 billion, which is on par with 2019 spending, but the company does project a drop in traditional materials like notebooks and stationery, and a rise in electronics. Heimer says she actually spent about $100 more than usual on supplies this year.
I think for us with the hybrid learning model, I actually bought more multiples of stuff. So they have a set for school and a set for home, which added a little bit more to the expense line. But there's so much ambiguity at the moment that I want my kids to feel like they're prepared for the situations they're walking into, whether that's at home or that's in the physical school building. And so we're doing kind of extra things.
And parents aren't the only ones stocking up before students return this month. Cody Vest, an English teacher at Rogers Heritage High School, says while his school usually covers most of his classroom expenses, he'll often budget for books or cleaning supplies. This year, it's masks.
We are being provided with some PPE. I have spent money on just stuff for myself. I bought several masks. You know, I'm sure there's more things I'm going to think of as we as it gets closer, but masks are been my biggest expense.
He says Rogers Heritage is also trying to limit sharing items between teachers and students.
You know, if a kid needs a pencil, I'm always just, you know, here, if there's a pile over here, grab one. We're not allowed to do that. So we had to come up with, as a department, a list of supplies students needed to bring and have prepared for each individual department.
Kristen Pankey, a first grade teacher at Jones Elementary in Springdale, says she focuses on collaboration in her classroom.
We do a lot of partner work, a lot of group work, little plastic objects that they use to practice counting or other number skills, or it's literally anything under the sun. Like sometimes it's things in the dollar bin at Target, and then sometimes it's bigger, more like education-minded things like a base 10 block.
Now she's looking for durable and washable items for individual use, and she says the money for those items comes from a $500 budget.
The $500 is specifically for instructional use, but once that $500 is gone and it goes faster than you might think, then it comes out of my own pocket.
She says PPE is not included in that.
They are providing us a $20 allowance for PPE. And then, like, I've used my own money, because that's not an instructional specific thing, I've used my own money to get fabric to make masks for my students. They're also issuing, in Springdale, all students will get 2 masks issued to them. So I work at a school that has a lot of families in need and a lot of families who experience poverty at a very significant level. And so I want my kids to have an extra mask. And if I can, it'll be more than that. It just will depend, honestly, on how much time I have to sew them.
Walmart spokesperson Casey Staley says the company is using online resources to make back-to-school shopping a little easier for students and teachers.
Especially for teachers, we've set up a designated teacher section in our stores and online at walmart.com/teachers. We've also got, for teachers, our events registry, where they can go in there and create a classroom wish list to easily share their needs with others.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.